Questions for the players?
For Ben and Jared. Ben, I know you were asked a little bit about this last week, but how do you explain your rebounding totals in the first three games? And is it more of a conscious effort? And then for Jared, what's it like to see a 6-1 guy flying there for 12 boards?
I wish I had a good answer for you, but just making sure once again that as long as my guy isn't flying away for a fast break, and if I see the opportunity for an offensive rebound, I'll go for it as long as I can get back. And then defensively, it's just I think I got a good read on where the ball's going to hit the rim and just timing, going after it and grabbing it.
I'm just secretly stealing all my stats. As long as we're closing out the defensive possession, getting the ball, that's what it takes. So I don't care who's getting it done, as long as we're that's what it takes to get a stop. A defensive possession isn't over until we come with the ball. So he's cleaning things up, so it's good.
You're kind of following up on that. You played 87 games. You got no double doubles. He's played 54 games. He's got two. What are you going to do about that?
6-1-2.
Again, another thing. That's one thing I have been, I've been looking at every game. Like, all right, I'm going to get a double double tonight, and I haven't been able to do it yet. And, Benny's cleaned things up, like I said. So I got to make it happen here sooner or later. So, you got to quit stealing my rebounds here.
Sam, after the Florida game, Bo said you like what you provided off the bench, and it appears that you are getting more comfortable with each. Practice and each game that you get to play. Can you talk about that? Is that accurate, or are you still kind of feeling your way through something?
Yeah, I think that's pretty accurate. I mean, I've just accepted my role more, and I'm more comfortable coming off the bench, and I'm getting used to that, and just trying to provide a spark and be aggressive and take it to the hole. Just pretty much going out there, doing what I'm supposed to do, and being aggressive and providing energy.
Jared, from the get-go tonight, it seemed like you were really trying to attack the hoop, even on that first possession. After that Florida game, was that something you tried to focus on coming in?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, it's something that we always want to do, especially as a big guy. I want to, get to the rim and then finish stronger. And, I left a couple out there that I didn't get to drop early on. And, there's always room for improvement, but, yeah, I just always want to be aggressive and try to attack the basket and, got to do a better job of finishing more next time.
Ben, offensively, in the second half, you were going to a post-up a little bit there. Was there something that you had with your matchup that made you want to get down low?
Just kind of made the cut and had position. Matchup worked out, too. It was just through the offense, made the cut and posted up and got the ball. Nothing really happened from it, but I did get it down there.
Sam, I imagine that dunk you had in the first half was probably the highlight. You've been, dreaming about here at the Kohl Center. Can you walk through that and your thoughts on that?
I mean, it was a bad pass by the guy, and I got in the passing lane. It's just something I usually do all the time, and I'm athletic enough to throw some dunks down. So it was a lot of energy after that, and it was a little exciting. We had a timeout, so it was a cool play.
Was a cool play.
This question's for Ben. In the end of the first half, they threw a little run and jump at some of the younger guys. Trayvon got called for a travel. There were some bad passes. You just talked about how important it is that you guys get these struggles out of the way early and what your leadership role is going to be with this young backcourt.
Looking at it, 16 turnovers is way too much. We don't get that in two, three games at times. So we definitely got to clean it up. I think we can handle it. We practice it. We've done it in practice. It was just, it's a good thing that it happened early and we have time to clean it up against some longer, more athletic teams. So it's definitely something that we're going to just have to do together and we'll get better.
Jim. Ben, I know it's a different opponent. Would you say that your team defense was much better tonight than it was on Monday?
Percentage-wise, definitely. That's why there were so many chances for rebounds, is because we actually got them to miss shots compared to Florida. There wasn't a lot of opportunities for rebounds because we didn't force them into – they did make some tough shots, but we didn't force them into enough tough shots to have a chance to get rebounds.
In the back post.
This is for any of you guys. What's it
like seeing Bruce Witzfant back out there after everything he's been through early in the season?
Yeah, I think we're obviously glad to have him back. I mean, he brings a spark to us every time he steps on the floor. He's flying around and making things happen. And I mean, after what he went through with his injury was obviously something that was a little scary, and we didn't quite know how bad it would be. But we knew training staff's doing a great job, getting him back, and he worked hard, rehabbing and doing what he needed to do to get himself ready. And so we're happy he's back.
Any more questions for the players? One more.
Jared, with some of these teams that you're playing here, Presbyterian coming up, you're going to get doubled a lot, I imagine. Now, what are your looks when the ball comes to you in the post and you see a double team coming? Where are you looking?
It's something we work on in practice all the time. A lot of times if we know, in the scout report that a team likes to double, we'll often do a sigma or reverse pivot move where we face the baskets. So you can see where guys are cutting and where guys are moving to, and then it's just a communication thing with your teammates. Got to know where they're moving to, and then see the double, be strong with the ball, and find the open man and attack from there.
It looked like there was one time by your bench, you were a little bit surprised when you turned. It looked like there was nobody guarding you. You had that little hook shot.
Yeah, I think there was one. I think it was off a kind of a screen and roll. I want to say. I slipped to the basket and I caught it. I was expecting someone to be rotated there, so I didn't want to turn and run someone over. And I turned. There was no one there. I flipped it up, and I think I finished on that one. But yeah, I mean, it's just you gotta face the basket and just read the defense and go from there.
But one more,
Ben. You weren't the only Badger with a double double tonight. Ryan joined you, and he kind of struggled in the first half, only 2.3 rebounds. What did you see in him differently the second half that you had seen in the first half, and maybe even against Florida?
Well, I mean, Ryan is, I think, our top returning rebounder. I think he led the Big Ten, maybe. If I'm correct, so he's definitely capable. It was just good to see him, get his confidence up, knock down a couple shots, finish, and then get some boards. So it's definitely something positive moving forward, because we got a long week out of us. We got another game turning around on Tuesday, and then we're off to Vegas.
Thanks, fellas.
Thanks.
Hey, wrap it up. That was a good wrap.
Thank you.
Good job.